Welcome to my channel, Inspired Ideas. So I just wanted to come back and do a recap on what my last episode was when I was sharing about my childhood. And then, so I said basically that I would like do the work, start digging around, figuring out like why is this coming up and why is this bothering me. And what really just came to mind, not right now but earlier ago, that I basically did the same thing to my daughter, not knowing that I was doing the same thing that my brother did to me. You know, being a girl in my family was one thing, where men were just glorified and, you know, anything and everything they wanted they can do. But me as a woman, I couldn't. My mom would always say, she would always say, like, you know, she would rather have sons than daughters. And, you know, having a hard time trying to, you know, create a relationship as a kid with your brother is really heavy, especially if they want nothing to do with you and they do everything to not be with you. And those weren't my intentions with my daughter. I realized, and I feel like I realized it a little too late, where my daughter, I can't say that I was always rough with her. See, my background is I didn't have a mother. I didn't have a father. My father abandoned me and left me with my grandparents, which my grandma is my mom. And her generation was raised in, you know, from 1937. Me being raised in that environment, you know, I couldn't even think out of certain boxes. There was no way. And when I had my children, I wanted them to have this strong personality where the world couldn't fuck with them. And my world was so heavy, all I could do was fight back or try to be as strong as I could, because the only person that I had was myself. If my brother didn't have my back, then, like, who did I really have? And it didn't matter. Like, whatever situation it was like I was always in trouble, either because of my brother or because my mom didn't like what it is that I was doing, or I was just too out of... I always questioned and I always wanted answers, and why, and how come they don't have to, but why do I have to? So those were my battles growing up. And when I became a mother, I literally saw my reflection in my daughter, and I wanted to build her up so strong. But I realized that in certain situations, now that I'm looking back at it, that I was too rough on her. She didn't need to be that strong. She didn't have to be that tough. Because she has a mom. A mom that wants to be a part of her life. A mom that wants to participate and be there for her. I didn't realize this till she was 9 years old. And I know that I said sorry then, and I will forever continue to say sorry. Because I know those ages are like, they're so imprinting on your soul that it's hard for you to get out of it, especially if you can't understand why. And I'm so proud of my daughter in many ways that she doesn't even know. And I recently had got into it, an argument with her, and she told me, "You always tell me to be who I am." But it's like, I'm being who I am. Who do you want me to be? And at the same time, like, the craziest thing to me when she was growing up was she would do a lot of things that I did. And I guess because I wasn't accepted either in many ways, that I didn't want her to be like me. I wanted her to be her. And it's not that, it's just I didn't see that sometimes when you're a good mom, or, you know, I think I'm a good mom. At least your kids want to mimic you. Or they'll just mimic you, depending on whatever it is that they like. And even that they don't like. Like, there's just some things that are just embedded. And it was just so hard for me to see my daughter want to do some of the things that I did, because I didn't feel worthy enough. I didn't feel like, why you want to copy me for? Like, I'm a nobody. And it's crazy that I felt that way, not knowing how profound and deep these wounds that I have, and how I inflicted them on her, not knowing. And so my biggest thing is that I apologize and I say sorry. And I'm sorry for everything. I definitely want her to be happy, and I want her to have peace, and I want her to be blessed, and I love her inspiration, and I love how smart she is, and I love how creative she is. But growing up was just a transition, and I didn't realize how deep my wounds were that I was pushing them on her. I mean, in my childhood, I didn't have anybody. It was like rare a moment, like, people talked, or I was always in my room because why? There's nothing else. Couldn't go anywhere, couldn't do anything. No one else really wanted to interact with me. And then bringing this up, it really made me think, because I'm literally was driving and I was thinking about it, like, wow. Like, that saying for real is true. Hurt people. And when you're hurt, you don't even realize how you're hurting another person. And especially when you can't or don't even know how to look outside of the box. Because I didn't. And now that my mind wants to look for answers and wants to know more, and I know that there's more boxes out there that I want to go through and learn and see and grow. Like, it's a process. I can't say that I feel great. And I honestly am sad that I hurt my baby, and she has to carry that. And it's up to her if she wants to let it go or not. But all I can say is I'm sorry. At the time, I didn't understand what I was doing. But now that I understand, I don't ever want to do that again. I definitely want to be this other person that I am now. Not knowing who I was back then really made Lots of ripples. Alright, well, I'll definitely be coming back and talking some more. I hope you have a good day. Love you. Bye. I wanted to add that when my daughter was 9, like, it really opened my eyes to try to help her to be more in her shoes. And even though I have tried to give as many avenues, as many options, ideas, how to be okay with being expressive, with being herself, with being any version that she wants to be, I still see that it has been a challenge for her. And as many times as I've left the door open for communication, it's been a challenging moment and something heavy that I've seen her carry. But since 9, I have tried to readjust who I am, to change who I am, to be a more accepting parent, a more open view. And that, you know, we're not perfect. No one is. And I hope that one day she's able to communicate with me in a way where she doesn't feel so judged. Because the one thing that I want to reiterate is, although whatever your parents say, at the end of the day, you have your option and you have your choice. If I'm saying go right and you want to go left, go left. But if left didn't work out, I'm still going to be here to support you and help you. And I'm not going to judge you, and I'm not going to make you feel bad for it. Evolving is one step at a time. It's not something you're tossed into. And adolescence is only a small space in time, because adulthood definitely lasts till your last days. And just know that I will always support you. I will always be here for you. Judgment free. And I hope that you've noticed that I have been supportive in many areas in your life. That there was areas where I've never ever in my life have been supported in. And not that I'm comparing or making less of what it is. It's just a way to show you that I've evolved from what I was given. And I will continue to evolve. I will continue to love you, and it's just going to grow. I love you, daughter.